4-day manhunt has come to an end. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say they have apprehended Miles Sanderson. He's the fugitive they suspect of killing 10 people on Sunday across multiple locations in Saskatchewan, Canada. The suspect's brother, who's accused as a co-conspirator in the mass stabbing attack, was found dead earlier this week. Here with more is Bill Graveland, national correspondent for the Canadian Press. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hello. Okay, so can you just remind us first of the scope of these killings? They took place in different locations.
All within a very short distance, probably a matter of miles. But there were 13 different areas that the attacks took place, starting around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And there were some places where one person was stabbed. There were others where family members were stabbed. No real rhyme or reason to it. Police had said that they believed that some of the attacks were on purpose and some of them were not.
Okay.
So it has been a long 4 days. As you mentioned, Damian Sanderson, who was also a suspect in the killings, was found dead. Police at the time said that it was not self-inflicted and that Miles Sanderson was believed to have had injuries as well.
Hmm. Can you tell us a little more about, if you could tell us a little more
sure.
about the manhunt, where did police eventually find the suspect?
Well, they had looked yesterday on the reserve. They sent several police cars. There was a rumor that he'd been spotted where the stabbings happened. Turned out not to be the case. This afternoon, there was one of the emergency alerts that the RCMP sends here that said that a white Chevrolet Avalanche had been stolen by a man armed with a knife. After that, one of my colleagues was on a road and saw a white truck traveling at high speed, followed by several RCMP vehicles. She followed, and when she got there, the truck was in the ditch, and Miles Sanderson was in custody.
Wow. Well, we only have about a minute and a half left, but we also did learn a bit more about the victims of this attack. Can you tell us a little bit about some of them?
Well, sure. The 10 victims, as you mentioned, they range in age from 23 to 78. Only one of them did not live on the reserve. There was a 14-year-old boy who was one of the wounded. Surprisingly, some of the family members were at the scene shortly after the arrest and had hugged the RCMP officers. And one of them, Brian Burns, whose wife and son were killed, said that it's now time that they can start to heal.
Hmm. And as far as we know so far, police have not said anything about motive here. Is that correct?
Nothing about motive. There is a news conference probably this evening when the RCMP sort of gives some more details. Hopefully they will shed some light on it. There was some speculation that it could have had something to do with a drug deal or the use of drugs. But at this point, we're still waiting and we may have to wait until the actual trial to find out for sure.
That is Bill Graveland, national correspondent for the Canadian Press. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.